pay that same price again.
Like they did last year.
Like we did last year. And so they need to know, Bob, if that's going to be an issue or how we should handle that.
I was one of the unfortunate ones not to attend that because I just had a series of blood work and all that stuff done.
It was great.
Probably 3 or 4 weeks. Did they do that? Is that what they
actually
did?
You could pay an extra fee to have blood lab work done last year. And I paid the extra fee, and they did all kinds of blood work that they checked on and told me what my LDL and my HDL cholesterol levels were.
That's all going to be part of that. That's part of this $25 fee. That is part of it.
Because last year it was like, it was free unless you got the blood work, and then you paid a fee.
Right. This is, Nikki just said something upstairs to me, and I said, okay, well, if we have to vote on something, it's going to be emergency because we're not meeting tomorrow, and they got to know today. And there was an assumption made that we're going to do it the same way we did last year. So what do we do?
Bob, what? I don't understand.
Well, actually, let's just come out of recess and discuss it.
Okay, come out of recess.
Go ahead and recess us then. Okay. Under administrative.
You said you visited with the committee, the wellness group committee?
No, I was walking upstairs when Nikki said, I forgot to mention the HRA fee. I said, what's that? And she said, last year we paid...
Health risk assessment.
Health risk assessment is a fee that Cox paid CAHPS charges last time, and Mercy's going to do the same fee. And she said, do I need to bring up that it costs $25 a person? I said, well,
that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. So that they need direction what to do.
I mean, we did this last year. Are we going to do it again this year? I mean, it's a good thing, but I mean, if you want to do it, you want to do it. If you don't, then
we don't
have it. And how many employees did we have use it last year?
70, 69.
And we're talking about trying to get everybody to participate, but we'll only pay $25 per employee who actually utilizes it.
Mercy, Nikki tell me up there that they were not going to try to invite road and bridge employees and do it at a different date because Mercy was concerned with the volume, and so they were just going to break it and put road and bridge as a separate date. And I asked if you had a date, and she said no. So it'd be all the employees minus whatever 80 people. So it'd be what 200? The maximum cost would be 200 times 25, which is what?
200 times 25? Be
40? 4,000.
25 times 100 would be 2,500, so it would be $5,000.
$5,000 is the max if everyone participated, but...
You're not going to have everybody
participate. No. But anyway, that's what I guess we paid last year, is what I'm being told. And so I just, we have to make a decision for them to coordinate Mercy to be here.
How many people did participate last year? That was
69.
That was both road and bridge, and because I saw road and bridge people
correct
here.
Correct.
And
I don't have the breakdown. I mean, this is all new to me. So, I mean, I'd like to do it. I mean, but it's not necessary, of course.
But is this not a part of what's already been planned that they were going to be here for kicking off the wellness center?
Well,
at the same time, is that right?
Well, that's what that's I think their plan was, but. But it's cost, and that's why Nikki said, "What do I do?" And I was like, "Well, I didn't know it. Right. I honestly didn't remember it costing last year, but she did check, and that's what they charged us." So.
They charged us, and I didn't remember the cost last year.
It's per participant, so
$25 per participant.
Right.
So if there were 69 last year,
I'm pretty certain when we had St. John's Mercy before that it was that kind of a cost. They've charged as well as Cox is what I'm trying to
right.
do.
And they actually had more stuff when Mercy was here before. They had the bone density test and some other things. So.
Okay. What's your decision?
What's your recommendations?
I'm going to recommend that we do it. If we're going to pay $100 for protection on boots, I think that we $25 on protection of of all other health benefits is appropriate.
Well, that's a good way to word it.
Chase your rabbit just a second. We didn't answer the boot question, I don't think, because you didn't want office people. So did we answer the question?
We said we're going to bring it for Frank next time he's here. Okay. That's what we said yesterday.
I work with the commission. I'm the one that needs the booze.
I could give you some other advice.
But
I'm good with it, too. I am. I mean, it's we did last year.
You know, there's a possibility that that we could save an employee's life just through this screening.
It's possible.
And so I'm for it. If you need a vote or if we need to emergency vote.
I'm good with it.
I think we just leave it and say we're good with it because the invoice will come through the accounts payable.
And that. Yeah, okay.
Encode it. So we're all good with it.
We're all good.
All right. Now recess. I mean it this time. I'm not declaring a recess. I have nothing else to say.
Are you kidding? Are you joking?
I'm a jokester. No, we closed up, Don. No.
I think it's amazing that Jim and I came up with the exact same idea.
That would bother me.